I'm like a bit disappointed that we have so much stuff. I feel like just absolutely mailing in like a 12-minute 250th episode would have been the most on-brand thing we could have done.
That's true.
Howdy, it's Friday, March 21st, 2025, and this is episode 250 of Due for a Win, the Atlantic City podcast. I'm Kyle Askin, joined as always by Craig Stone. What's good, Craig?
I'm just going to ignore the 250 thing. What's good is the NCAA tournament is back, and I know that the sports bettors love it.
It's good.
But more importantly, you have brought back your pool.
I know. So I ran a pool probably starting in high school, honestly.
That's against the law, sir.
Back in the days where I would collect physical brackets, it's just awful.
Have to count it up on paper.
Yeah, truly the worst.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I ran one until 2012, and then I stopped the software I'd used. It stopped being updated in like 2004 or something, and so it's just like, forget it, it's not worth it. But thanks to the advent of AI, I was able just to code basically a bracket site for myself in a week, and I don't know, it seems like it's worked so far.
This is my first time doing a bracket in a while.
It's been a few years for me too, I think.
Do we even gamble, bro?
I know.
Terrible. Everybody just turned off the podcast.
My gambling's gone way downhill since like high school, for sure. High school was like my high point, I think, where it was like 1 million brackets. I was in like a weekly football pick'em pool where you have to pick against the spread for like what I thought was serious money back in high school or whatever.
Which is probably like, you know, $50 for the whole season.
Yeah, no, like my amount of gambling has like certainly only gone down since high school, I think. It's just gotten lower and lower every year.
You gotta pump all that money into the casinos. You can't be giving it to your friends.
I mean, I go to the casinos a lot less often than I used to, too. More than in high school.
Yeah, but...
Well, we went to Turning Stone when we were 18. I'm sure I've talked about this on the podcast. So,
I mean, was that high school, though? I wasn't 18 in high school, so.
It was between high school and college for me is when I turned 18.
Mm.
But NCAA tournament, it's good to be in a pool again. It's fun.
Normally, you know, not doing a bracket, I probably just, you know, didn't care that much about the tournament. I still enjoyed it, but with the bracket, I ended up watching a lot yesterday. I just had it on TV during work and in the background. And then, you know, after everybody's in bed, I'm watching the late game, which was a blowout. And I was reminded that it is very funny at like 11:45 p.m. as the CBS crew is on their fourth game of the day and trying to just like talk through some blowout while they're totally delirious because they've been at it for 11 straight hours.
Yeah, I actually did not watch any basketball yesterday.
What?
Because I was literally sitting in front of the computer for like 14 hours working on the website. But I think it's in a state now that I feel like I don't need to do anything urgently.
So running the pool basically has ruined your NCAA tournament experience.
Well, if I didn't have to make a website from scratch, it would have been more pleasant, I think.
That's true.
This is the life I chose.
There are sites that do all that for you. I don't know.
It's not the same. It's not the same.
Part of the fun is...
Yeah. Yeah, spending like four straight days just doing nothing for 12 hours other than working on a website.
Sometimes you need motivation to get in some practice.
Yeah.
And by practice, I mean using AI.
Using AI, right?
Like, I feel like it would be nice to have a reason to get in some practice writing.
If you weren't a developer, you couldn't have done it, I think. It's not just AI. It requires a little bit of skill and, like, direction and, like, some debugging sometimes. But it is 98% Claude.
All right. Should we do Always, Once, Never?
We should.
I've been sitting on this one for a while because I don't think it's great.
Good. I love to hear it. It's the perfect content for our 250th episode.
So what I've got, and you should be able to get the theme out of the three options, the steel pier wheel, the view at Claridge, spelled V-U-E, it's the bar at the top of the Claridge, and the park at Ocean. I don't even know if you know that that area is called the park.
Yeah, I don't know what the park is. Is it just like the outdoor area up on the lobby level or whatever?
It is. It is indeed. So that is called the park at Ocean. So which one of those are you going to... Every time you're in AC, which one of those are you doing once more, never again? And which one is going into the ocean?
That's tough.
Is this another one where having to do one of them every time is diminishing your enjoyment of Atlantic City?
I would do the park at Ocean probably every time. It's easy. You know, you go out there. It's, you know, quite pleasant actually out there if it's nice out.
It's very nice out there. I like it a lot.
I mean, the problem is Ocean is a bit of a hike from basically all the other casinos. Not Hard Rock or resorts, but from all the other casinos. I mean, I think that has to be my always. View, when we went, I did not love it. I know Paul did not love it. I don't think you loved it either. I don't think any of us were, like, totally smitten with it, right?
No, some listeners really like it, but I
yeah,
think
I know.
It's...
I know Justin S. really yeah. enjoys it a lot.
I thought the view was pretty cool. I think being up, way up near the top of the Bally's Tower, and that view is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It feels expensive, although I guess that's just mostly in comparison to drinking on the casino floor.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't think that I feel a strong need to go back there.
Yeah. I would do the view one more time. I don't need to do the low roller ever again. I mean, I've done it two or three times, I think. I did it once with you, I know. I've done it at least once with my family, so probably twice.
Yeah, I did the low roller once, the steel peel wheel, and I thought it was dumb, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it was just that it was hazy or what, but, like, the pod itself was not super clear to see out of.
Right.
And I don't know if that's just the ocean spray or what it is.
That's like the view at Claridge, too, right? Because didn't they have, like, hockey boards basically up, so you had to look through some plexiglass up there? That's what I remember. Does that sound right?
It sounds vaguely right, but I don't remember really obstructing the view. The wheel, I remember thinking, like, this is not a real good view, period, because of moisture or whatever on the little pods. The problem with throwing the low roller into the ocean is that I feel like you're losing something serious from Atlantic City, even just from an aesthetic point.
That's true. That's true. Well, I never want to do it again. It is probably important for it to be there. All right. It's fine. That's fine. The view can go in the ocean. I will do a sacrifice and do the steel pier again for the city.
Yeah, I'm doing the same thing.
You know, going to any bar always, it's always fine, right? Like, I can go have a beer anywhere, and that would be totally okay. And, like, the Claridge is much more centrally located. But I think the park at Ocean is really quite pleasant. So I'm going to stick with my answer, but it wouldn't be terrible if I had to do the view every time either. Certainly Steel Pier every time would be very bad, and that would make me want to go to Atlantic City less.
Every time you go, you got to do one revolution on this wheel. I think if you had to go up the elevator to the view every single trip, even though, yeah, it's just grabbing a drink, I don't think you'd love that. Like, oh, I got to get out there to the Claridge. It's not like it's so out of the way, but it's still, you know.
Last time I was in Atlantic City, I took the walkway with the sack of subs over to the Claridge from the Bally's and brought back some memories. Not great memories, to be clear, but...
Awesome.
Memories, nevertheless. What's in there? It's like sack of subs and some pizza shop or something?
Is it Primo's Pizza?
Yeah, maybe.
Something like that.
Sounds right. Have you ever seen anyone at either of those restaurants, by the way?
I think I've bought stuff at that sack of subs.
Seems deserted every time I've ever looked back there or, like, walked down there.
There's no real reason to end up over there.
Because you can't even see it from the casino floor now because they put stuff up in the windows in that video poker area. You used to be able to see through, but now it's just like... You're in some dark hallway somewhere with two random restaurants.
Yeah. I think it's Carluccio's Pizza now, according to the website, if that is where where I'm thinking of.
It's possible. Anyway, no one cares. Let's move on. It's our 250th episode.
It is. So, recording today, I went back and looked in our chat to figure out when we actually recorded rather than when we posted, because who knows when this episode will go up, so you can't use that date.
Come on, it was our first episode. I'm sure you edited it in 2 hours and got it out because you were so excited.
I think it was the next day.
Mm-hmm.
We recorded the first episode on November 21st, 2015. That was 3,408 days ago. So if we stay on this pace, we would record episode 500, 3,408 days from now, which is July 20th, 2034. So just keep that date in mind. Pencil it in on your calendar.
If we begin to slack off and we wait an extra week, it'll be my birthday when we record episode 500.
Nice. Perfect. 500th episode birthday.
Yeah.
Big milestone. What would that even be? 51?
Birthday 51? Yeah.
Do you think we're going to make it to episode 500?
So we were what? 30 when we started?
31?
31. 31.
No, we were both
32.
Come
32.
On, man. It's easy math. It's late in the year of 2015.
Yeah, come on, man. I can't do it. 32.
What a lifetime ago.
That's a better question for you. I mean, I'm on the record to say, and I will always do this because I don't put any effort into it. I kind of show up and talk for an hour. And, you know, you're the one that really carries the show, both in terms of your on-screen, in quotes, presence, and in terms of actually making an agenda and doing the editing. So I would say that I would have been less optimistic like 30 episodes ago that we would make it, but it seems like, you know, we're going in an okay clip again. I mean, I know your life is still a bit crazy, but I don't know. It's possible.
Yeah, in my head, you know, as we get older and as our kids get older, this all gets easier, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure people who have older kids are, like, laughing at this idea.
I don't know. This age seems like, you know, it's like 4 nights a week I'm out in the evenings because there's stuff I need to take them to or whatever. Certainly in another 10 years, they'll both be...
They'll be in college, right?
Yeah, independent.
Yeah. Well, I guess high school at the very least, late high school, yeah.
Maybe senior in high school for my youngest, but...
Because in my head, I'm like, you know when I'm going to go to AC so much when my kids are in college and out of the house and there's just nothing to do? I might as well just go to AC all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that won't actually happen. The thing that would really throw a wrench into it is if I end up...
When AI kills us all?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously.
Or nuclear war. So yeah, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
If there's like a Terminator situation, I don't think we're going to be like running for our lives recording the podcast.
I mean, maybe.
We'll be like in the Fallout bunker,
yeah,
but still recording the podcast. Work is the big question mark. Like if something happens where I end up in some, you know, highly powerful position at work, which if you know my personality, you know how much that suits me.
Mm-hmm.
tell from the podcast. Then where I'm doing a ton of stuff all the time, maybe it would be very hard to do the podcast and be able to edit it. But that's such a downer. So I'm just going to say, yeah, we're going to make it. Why not?
All right. We're making it.
July 20th, 2034.
Yep, you can mark that in pen on your calendar. Yeah. That will be episode 500.
We'll probably do a big in-person event somewhere for episode 500 because we've also shown that we're always motivated to do large production sort of things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think if you know anything about this podcast, it's that it will not just be us showing up and being like, hey, it's episode 500. What's good? Here's the news. Bye. Yes.
Ass simp.
What?
Atlantic City, Internet Mafia, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's throwing it back.
Mm-hmm.
The VIMP, Vegas Internet Mafia Family Picnic.
Family Picnic, yeah.
I haven't thought about that in a while. One random thing in looking back to find out when we recorded our first episode is we apparently were very high on adrenaline and chatted until like 1 in the morning about the episode and stuff.
No, I think we didn't finish until... I don't think we started until, like, 10 or 10:30.
It was very late because we had a lot of technical difficulties figuring out even how to do
it. I mean, that was... I had a one-month-old, so my schedule was, like, ruined anyway because I was basically in charge of him until, like, pretty deep into the night. So I was going to bed quite late and waking up quite late because my wife handled him, like, completely in the morning, pretty much. She was still on maternity leave, so...
Up late and sleeping in, Kyle? What a change.
I know.
What a change 10 years makes.
Now I'm up before 6 every day.
But in the notes, I did, in the chat, I did tell you at one point at like 12:45 in the morning. So I totally expected to listen to it and cringe at how awful it was, but I'm halfway through. And I have to say, if two other bozos were making this podcast, I'd listen to it. So I went back and restarted the episode. And I have to say, whew, I don't know, maybe my standards have just increased in the last 9 years, but I don't think
I would
be listening to that podcast.
So I have to say, when I did the website migration, I pulled down all of the files and had to move them to the new server or whatever. And like while I was doing it, I just put episode 1 on in the background. So I did actually listen. Actually, I don't even think that's right. I think I listened to the raw audio of episode 1. Because in the beginning, I was recording both sides and we just used my recording. So your audio quality was probably relatively terrible back then.
Correct.
I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was as bad as I thought it would be.
I'll take that. That's high praise.
I mean, it was like... just as wonky and nerdy as it is now, I think. Like, our very first segment ever was a data chat about, you know, like, October data or whatever, 2015, so.
Hey, let's call it expectation setting.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta get everybody to know exactly what they're getting into. It's kind of amazing that we're here 250 episodes later, still talking about data.
Yeah.
But that has to come later in the episode. We save that.
Yep, yep. Marketing department. Very clear.
Yeah, you can't just shoot that shot early.
Can't lead into it. That's what, like, when you're young and don't know how to pace things, that's what you do. But we try to build the anticipation a little bit here now.
Exactly, because everybody wants to talk data.
Yes.
I do have to give a quick shout out to Pat G, who had all the questions last episode. One of his questions was, what should I go see at Boardwalk Hall? I don't think he went based on our suggestions, since I'm pretty sure he was sitting at Boardwalk Hall when the episode released, because he went to the MAC men's semifinals and final,
mm-hmm.
put some pictures in the Facebook group, He says, decent basketball in a really neat venue. My first time in Boardwalk Hall, but will not be the last. The food and drink options were better than I expected. Pricey, but I think it has to be, given very high overall staff levels. Overall felt overstaffed, given attendance levels. One of the highlights was hearing the organ play the national anthem. Tremendous.
That does sound tremendous.
There was no national anthem, I don't think, at Disney on Ice, so.
There should have been.
I don't know why Disney hates America.
I know why.
Do you?
Yeah, they're trying to turn all our kids gay or whatever.
Oh, wow. Oh, boy. Well, we're editing that out.
Haven't you been reading the news, Craig?
I don't need to get sued.
That's like, what, like 5 years ago, what they were saying, right?
I'm not getting sued by Disney. Is that also related to the whole, you know, Little Mermaid is white thing?
I mean, that was like way after when, you know, the
other Disney thing. So woke. You know who can't be woke? One of the richest companies in the world. All right. Yeah, glad Pat went to Boardwalk Hall. It is an extremely cool venue, so we should find something to go to there. When we're in Atlantic City, maybe not a week from today, but we'll probably still be in Atlantic City 1 week from right this second.
You said you were going to leave right around 10, right? So yeah, it could be about 1 week from now you'd be packing up, getting the road. I would also have to leave a little bit early, so maybe around the same time.
So hinting at it, Atlantic City trip, we've hinted at it in previous episodes, but I needed to get all sorts of confirmations from, you know, work.
So you are officially good now?
I am officially good. Cleared all every right. which way.
It's too bad that we're going to get like 3 feet of snow probably next week.
You knew it.
Yeah.
Thursday, March 27th to Friday, March 28th, a one-night trip. Probably not even 24 hours in Atlantic City for either of us.
No, yeah, less for sure.
In the past, we've sort of done these planning episodes where we do a bunch of hypotheticals, like, what do you want to do? Oh, I want to do this. And me just listing a bunch of things. And then we're weighing all the pros and cons of all the rooms, and we don't actually pick anything. 250 episodes in, it's time for a change. And that change is, on this show, we're going to pick
all right.
the hotel, and we are going to actually pick it. I will not leave this episode.
Are we going to stay there? Like, do you have to hear me tappa, tappa, tappa until it's booked?
No, no, no. You don't have to book it right this second. We don't need to take that time. But yeah, we're going to select one right now and actually have it picked. It helps that it's a Thursday and we can probably get literally any of the nine casinos comped for this night.
Yep.
I did check. I can get Borgata comped, which is the one question mark. So the February trip that got aborted because of snow was going to be at Harrah's, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the reasoning was we were talking about Golden Nugget, and we figured Tuesday in February is too depressing at Golden Nugget.
It would have been too depressing.
So this is a Thursday in March.
Yep.
Last episode, you mentioned possibly Golden Nugget, or possibly you staying at Bally's and me staying at Caesars.
Mm-hmm.
I went back and listened to the last episode that did make it in, so all the listeners should recognize that as something that maybe happened.
I know you were having tremendous strife over whether to include our touch at all, because you didn't know if you could go.
I did. You're right. Even after I had the episode edited, I was still like, do I need to hold this episode until I can get confirmation that I can go?
And I said, just put it out because no one cares.
Damn it. I care.
Yeah.
I did just put the episode out.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked out. That's a lesson for life, I think. The other options are Hard Rock and Ocean, since they're harder to get comped and we can get them comped. So let's narrow it down. Can we nix Borg Resorts and Tropicana?
I think so.
At the very least, Tropicana's out.
I think we can nix all three of them.
Okay, so we're down to six.
I'm not staying in Caesars because I literally just stayed in Caesars in January. But yeah, if I stay at Bally's, I think it makes sense that you stay at Caesars, especially because you cannot get Bally's comped, right?
Correct. I did check. So you're right. I cannot get all nine casinos comped because I cannot get Bally's. Bally's has the advantage that it's dead center on the boardwalk.
It is the best location, yes.
So it has everything that you can walk to.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I'm a little hesitant about Bally's is, I mean, about staying at Caesars is, if we're going to play a lot at Bally's, I don't want to go stay at Caesars and not really play there that much.
Mm-hmm.
But there are options for me, two of which are...
Irish Pub?
No, it's not open right now.
I mean, I could also just get a two-bedroom and you could literally stay with me.
Right, so there are three options. One is you get a room with two beds and we just split it.
Mm-hmm.
One is I just pay the $58, which I think is the going rate at Bally's right now, even logged out, which ends up being over $100 after resort fees and taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Or similarly priced, actually cheaper after resort fees and taxes, the Claridge.
Ooh.
The aforementioned Claridge.
people like it, man, right? Or at least they did, like, 5 years ago when it became independent again.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's gone downhill since then, but...
I don't know how much I trust anyone, but it would be interesting for the podcast.
Oh, that would be great. I mean, certainly, the one time we stayed in Claridge Tower when it was with Caesars or Bally's or whatever, it was a dire situation.
Yes, no, it was horrible. I remember going up to the room at some point. I think the gambling was going really bad. And I went up to the room at some point just to watch, like, half of a college basketball game. It was so depressing in that shitty room with a tiny TV watching this college basketball game, thinking about how I'd lost a bunch of money. I wonder when that trip was. I mean, it must have been, like, 2016 or something, right?
No, I think it was before that. I think it was before the podcast.
Oh, really?
I'm almost positive it was before the podcast.
Yes, I think you're right. I think it was 2013. I think it was March 2013 because it would have been during the tournament.
Like I said, I just listened to episode one a couple weeks ago, and I think we talk about that having happened like sometime in the past.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Wow. That's so long ago.
I mean, it was a pretty memorable night, I have to say.
Surely they've upgraded the rooms in
Surely.
The last 12 years. Surely. It would be almost to the day. It was March 28th.
You got to.
Oh
it's a sign.
It is a sign. We stayed apparently one night in Atlantic Club, one night in Bally's. So I say I'm reluctant to stay at Caesars. The last time I've actually stayed at Caesars was 2022. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. I don't know how much a Claridge room goes for, but I don't mind paying for half of it or whatever, too, because we could split the lodging.
The last time I checked on Priceline, it was like $58, and then it was like, log in, it's cheaper, and I logged in, it was like $38.
Oh, nice.
So I will go ahead and say I will not stay at Caesars.
Cheaper than a resort fee.
I mean, it was 38 plus some fee, but...
How do you have a resort fee if you're not even a casino? That's BS.
Every hotel has a resort fee now.
It's dumb.
I will not stay at Caesars. I'll say that.
Sure.
Because to me, it's more interesting. It's more convenient to stay at Bally's and just play there, and it's more interesting to stay at Claridge. So I'll do one of those two things.
I agree. So, all right, let's move on from Bally's. The other real option, or other real options, I guess, are Harrah's and Golden Nugget, right? If we wanted to do a marina trip.
Are we nixing Hard Rock and Ocean?
Yeah, I think so. I don't want to do it for reasons that I mentioned before, dealing with me playing at these properties or whatever. I would wait until I can match and blah, 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 blah.
I do have 5x multiplier at Hard Rock. 5x and Mystery Free Play and food credit. But really, I'm not that dead set. Right now, Claridge or Bally's is in the lead for me.
I think so, too. I think I'd like to as well. I mean, I know I mentioned to you my mom's going to actually be in town those days, too. She's going to be a trop, so I, or maybe we, I don't know. She mentioned meeting up for a drink or something, so certainly that's easier to do if we're on the boardwalk. Yeah, let's just do Bally's, then.
So let me make the Golden Nugget argument real quick, just
okay,
to see
sure.
if we get swayed, because I can be swayed very easily.
Mm-hmm.
Vic and Anthony, happy hour.
Yep, if we can get a seat. But yes, go ahead.
Dos Caminos, new-ish restaurant. Lily's Asian place that I nixed because I thought it was too expensive. We do like to try a different Asian place.
Yeah.
I mean, those are not bad options. But none of that to me is swaying me over the Bally's or Claridge. So you're thinking Bally's?
Yeah, I think so. It's been so long since I've stayed at Bally's. I mean, I know I've mentioned on the podcast when it was Caesars, I got rooms all the time at Bally's, but it was always for other people. And I was always staying in Tropicana because that was before it was part of Caesars.
Right.
And I was putting people like more centrally located because I think a lot of you other guys were staying in either Bally's or Caesars or whatever. And I cared less about being near people than other people did.
Let's see what it has to say for the Claridge. Showboat, $43. Sorry. Sorry, Claridge.
Does it come with any free play at Lucky Snake?
I mean, it would for me as a VIP.
That's true.
All right. Claridge on Priceline. $40.
Nice.
$40. Fully refundable. Plus an $18 daily resort fee.
So $58. Plus taxes and bullshit.
Plus the taxes and fees makes it $68.97.
It's a pretty good price.
Are there only really the options for two double beds? Not that I really care. Oh, it's an extra $12 for a king. Sorry. Nope. Double bed.
Hey, two double beds are fine, right?
I said we weren't going to click through and do it, but you know what? I'm doing it right now.
Oh, he's clicking. The nice thing for me about staying with Bally's, too, is that I don't have a resort fee, so that's nice.
Oh, do they waive the resort fee because you're...
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I got in all the emails I get, it mentions I don't have a resort fee, so I don't know if it's because they like me or because I'm superstar. Probably superstar.
Why doesn't it autofill all my information? I'm logged in.
Because Priceline hates you.
Priceline loves me. I love using Priceline.
Heard you talking smack about William Shatner.
Always the cheapest place for me to get hotels anytime I stay anywhere. We're sponsored by Priceline now, did you?
Yeah, if you also want to get cheap hotels, do so at priceline.com/DFAW.
Yeah, use the promo code. It will get you 0% off your next stay. Guess what? I'm booked at the Claridge.
I love it. Fully refundable, so
fully
nothing
refundable.
Was lost. Yeah.
But I've staked my reputation on episode 250 saying that we are dead set on this. I mean, who knows? Something might change. You know, Borgata could send me $10,000 for free play.
I do get a lot of free play at Borgata. It is true.
I have 75. Normally, they did just send me a bonus 100. It's not going through, Kyle. It's
not going through. All right. Let's handle this after the episode. Let's okay. Move on.
It did. It says your trip to Atlantic City is in 6 days.
Yeah, love it.
It's booked.
6 days.
Oh my goodness, it's so soon.
All right.
So I have a hotel booked. You're going to stay at Bally's. That's settled, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So very quickly, since we don't have a ton of time in Atlantic City, is there anything that you really feel like you have to do? Gamble at Bally's.
Yeah, gamble at Bally's. I think that is true. Enjoy my last trip there before it inevitably shuts down.
I said that I didn't want to stay at Caesars because I didn't want to feel like I had to play at Caesars. It'll be very, very funny if I play at Bally's for like an hour and then I'm like, I'm done with this place and go to Caesars.
It probably could happen.
But I don't have a room booked at either place, so I'm a free agent.
I think for you, from what I went last time, I think the slot selection was just better at Bally's, frankly, than Caesars.
Oh, really?
So I don't think you're going to do that.
Great.
Caesars, the slot selection was bad, I feel like, and Bally's had a bunch of new stuff, including the giant Wonka machines that I like.
The upstairs slot selection at Caesars is usually decent.
It's okay.
I'm also the one weirdo who prefers playing upstairs at Caesars rather than downstairs.
I know you hate that downstairs, especially behind the table games or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that area sucks.
Like, as you move towards the Starbucks.
Well, also, the ones over as you move toward the boardwalk, too, that little area of slot machines out from the Asian room.
It's all bad. Yeah. It's all bad.
I don't have any real thoughts on dinner, but I would like to go to King's Pub. I don't know if you're King's Pubbed out since you've been so many times.
No. King's Pub's good. Depending on when we get there, they do have lunch specials, as I found out last time.
That's
so
true.
We could do that for lunch as well. I don't think I'll get there super early, but I could probably be there 1-ish, maybe.
Yeah, I should be there before that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know what's going to happen is I'll be like playing some slot at Bally's and you'll just disappear and then text me a picture like, hey, I'm at King's Pub.
Irish Pub.
Well, now I'm saying it that I really want to go to King's Pub. So
that's true. So. Whatever you really want to do.
You'll be like, I'm at the seed.
Yep. Here's all the pictures of everything I've done.
Be great.
Irish Pub, King's Pub. Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall, the seed.
Yeah.
Axe throwing.
I meant Lucky Snake.
Nah, that wouldn't happen. That's not, you know, you're being unrealistic.
Craig, look at all this pinball I played.
I can't believe they gave me so many free play cards. Just use promo code DO for a win and they just give them out. All right.
I'm at the water park. You bought a bathing suit.
Incredible.
Okay, so, and the other thing that I really want to do, especially since we're going to be over there, is at least walk into Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall and be like, hey, what's different?
Yeah, we can do it.
Probably get a beer since we're going to be in there.
Mm.
So that's my trip planning. Done.
Yeah, maybe if we do Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall, like I said, my mom wanted to grab a drink somewhere. That could be a good place for me to be like, you should meet us here.
I mean, if the weather's nice, we could meet at Beer Garden.
Yeah, that's true. We could go down towards Trop where she's going to be. And yeah, we'll figure it out.
Haven't mentioned any happy hours, but, you know, you mentioned lunch special at King's Pub. That would be a good option.
It's like a midday happy hour, sort of, lunch specials. I mean, their Miller Lite is like $2.50 or whatever at normal time. So, yeah, it might have been like $3, but it's not very expensive for a draft.
There's happy hour at the Carousel Bar at Bally's, which is only drinks.
Yep.
Bally's is not far from resorts, so we could go to Mukashi. All right, so we'll be there in 6 days. Maybe I'll tweet where I'm at. I mean, it's going to be a Thursday, so who knows?
Yep.
I should get there around like 11:30.
I'm just happy I won't have to download the app this time, unlike in January, so I can be tweet-free.
I'm sort of excited about being a free agent and not staying at a casino with my name on it. Maybe I'll just casino hop like crazy. Maybe I'll be at Bally's and be like, ah, screw this, I'm going to Hard Rock.
That's actually probably what will happen, just like every time you go to resorts.
I just end up in Hard Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe. It's a Thursday. Comp drinks possible at the video poker bar. I'm not going to want to walk from Hard Rock to Bally's at like 1 in the morning, though.
Hard Rock to Claridge.
Oh, yes, you're right, to Claridge.
Well, you'll be murdered in the park in front of Claridge probably at 1 in the morning, so you'll have to go in the Bally's and then take the walkway.
Yeah, that walkway still works, right?
Yeah. Like I said, I walked to Claridge last time I was in Bally's, so...
I'm just going to get drunk at the view. I don't even need to gamble.
There you go. So you're once more?
Charges to my room.
Actually, no, you're never again. You can't do that. I'm sorry.
It's going to be in the ocean. Which, if the view is in the ocean, all of the Claridge is in the ocean. That's how that works. And really, most of the Bally's Tower is in the ocean.
I'm excited if you stay in the Claridge. That'll be good.
Oh, I'm staying in the Claridge. It's done. It's booked. It says refundable, but, you know, in my mind,
yeah,
not refundable.
All right. So there have been updates on the AC Airshow situation.
Shocking updates.
Yeah. So it seemed like there was going to be no AC Airshow in 2025, which we, I think, literally just talked about last episode.
We did.
But there is going to be an AC Airshow, just not maybe in the form that we're used to. So there's going to be a Soar and Shore, Soar, S-O-A-R. At Shore Festival. S-O-R-E would have been weirder, I guess. But
I'm going to make a workout festival on the beach. Soar
and Shore.
The Soar and Shore Festival. Yeah. Just talking all about the DOMS, delayed onset muscle soreness.
So it's going to be Tuesday, July 15th and Wednesday, July 16th. This is going to be a civilian air show put on by Visit Atlantic City. And it's going to cost around $350,000, I think. And the CEO of Visit Atlantic City, president and CEO, Gary Musish, says, we are excited to be able to partner with Herb Gillen Air Shows to bring back this experience for our locals and visitors alike.
Herb Gillen Air Shows, legendary. No, I don't know anything about them, but they've put on a bunch of air shows in like Oregon and stuff. So they've done it in the past. Seems like everything came together to put on this midweek show.
Yeah. Do you think people are going to be excited to see some random civilian air show? I mean, I think people really like the Thunderbirds and the Blue Angels. I don't have any sense of it.
I don't know. It'll be interesting. I don't think it'll be quite the draw.
Mm-hmm.
I also don't know how much you can sort of undo the news that the air show was canceled, right? Like, I think there are a lot of people who just aren't going to get this information, who are just going to still assume that the air show's canceled. But I'm glad they're doing it. I hope it's a huge success. I mean, I know... We talked last episode about the Wildwood air show that they're getting that's also not going to have the Blue Angels or the Thunderbirds. So I like that it's in the middle of the summer, midweek. I'm happy about it, and I hope it's a big success and keeps going.
Yeah, would be good. We'll have to see how it works out.
I think people in the area will go. I think like people in South Jersey will make the trip.
Certainly people in the area will go. I think that's 100% true. We'll have to see about if it brings in like quite as many people from outside the area as Blue Angels and Thunderbirds do. But, yep, we'll see. So, finally, what you've all really been listening for, February data time. It is down 3.8% overall from February of 2024, which seems fine.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
I mean, there's literally 4% less days in this year's February than last year's. So, like, not weekend days, just days.
That's a good point.
So, there is that.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's a big deal. That's pretty much flat, I think, taking that into account. I guess the big movers were Caesars and Bally's, both down over 13%.
Another sub-$10 million month for Bally's.
Yep, Golden Nugget down 10%. And then everyone else between 7% down and 5% up. The only three gainers being Ocean up 5%, Hard Rock up 2%, and Harrah's up 1%.
Borgata, though, under $50 million, which hasn't happened since January of 2022.
Yep, they look like they had some pretty bad luck, so I don't think it's a huge deal or whatever.
Massive deal.
Massive deal, yep.
I don't think there's a ton else to say about it.
Bally's number's real bad. Golden Nugget looked like they had good luck, and they're still down 10%. That's real bad, too.
Mm. Yeah, none of that's great.
Nope. I have to thank you for doing it, by the way. I said I would do it, and then I logged in yesterday to do it, and it was done.
Yeah, I was cursing your name the entire time I was putting that data in.
It was like 3 days ago or whatever, so yeah. You got on it quick.
Harrah's has had a couple of months now this year of actually being up, which is surprising. Tropicana, I think you said, had incredibly good luck last month and was up a lot. They're back to their down ways this time. And Caesars, just a disaster, down almost 15%. And they were down almost 12% in January. Caesars is...
I mean, Caesars is like basically entering the Bally's Resorts Golden Nugget sphere and leaving the Tropicana and Harrah's sphere, it seems like.
Yeah, it's rough.
That's real bad.
We got a question about this. After the February data came out, we got an email from JM.
This is new from when I looked at the agenda.
There's a link here if you want to click it.
Nope.
He said, Caesars properties always seem to be down 5%, 10% more. I think you keep a running spreadsheet. How much are they down over the last 3 or 4 years? Is it 30%? How can you keep a business running if revenues are off 30%? Just curious if you have more insight.
All right. So you said you did some research?
So I did some research. I put it together in a document. Over the last 4 years, which we'll call sort of the post-COVID era, from 2021 to 2024, the Caesars properties as a whole are down 11.4%. So Caesars is down almost 8%. Harrah's is down 16%. Tropicana is down 10%. Oddly, Caesars is the best of those. I think we're going to see that flip based on what we're seeing recently.
Right.
Like, I think Caesars is going to look a lot worse in 2025 than these other numbers.
That's real bad, though. That's, like, much worse than that, because 2021 was a really light year because of COVID effects still, right? Let me see. 2021 was an awful year for AC because of COVID still. I mean, like, 2022 was just appreciably 5% higher.
So, yeah, AC is up 10%. 2024 was 10% better than 2021 in Atlantic City. So if you go back even further, 2018, which is before COVID, Caesars... since then is down 22%, Harrah's is down 33%, and Tropicana is down 33%. So those three properties are down 30%, whereas Atlantic City in that period is up 12%. So that looks really bad.
That's bad.
But there are some huge caveats there. One is that in 2018, Tropicana was a separate company.
Right, and it was being run pretty well, I think, by Carl Icahn and his team while they were running it.
I think that might have been after Eldorado already got in on Tropicana, but hadn't yet bought Caesars. The other massive thing that happened in 2018 was Hard Rock and Ocean opened on the same day. So you can certainly attribute some expected decline for all the non-Hard Rock and Ocean properties to those two openings.
When did Bally's break off? 2021?
Late 2020. Twin River Holdings acquired Bally's.
So something that makes that Caesars decline much worse than it actually is they got just a bunch of revenue when that happened because they took over the Wild Wild West, which was not a Caesars property. Well, it was a Caesars property, but it was under the Bally's umbrella, I think,
right,
until Bally's left.
Yeah. So I thought it was interesting to see what they're down like post-COVID, down from 2021, even though 2021, like you said, was hampered, or certainly early 2021 was hampered by COVID. And then from pre-Eldorado, if you want to see like maybe what you can attribute to Eldorado, like I said, it's really not cause and effect relationship because of other big changes like the shuffling of ownerships. Tropicana wasn't part of the same company. Hard Rock and Ocean opened. So one of the other things I looked at was Bally's, Golden Nugget, and Resorts, right? Sort of the other three. And in that same period, they have a much smaller decline. So from 2021 to 2024, Bally's is actually up, which seems just impossible given their numbers. Well, like we said, 2021 was not an amazing year. Golden Nugget's down 0.05%. Resorts is down 2.5% in that time. So those three in total are basically even from 2021 to 2024 total revenue. So to see Caesars, Harrah's, Tropicana go down, you obviously can't just totally attribute that to Hard Rock and Ocean. Borgata, Hard Rock, and Ocean are now the clear top three.
Right.
Clearly, like, Caesars, Harrah's, and Tropicana are lagging significantly more than Bally's, Golden Nugget, and Resorts behind those three. So, yeah, I mean, it was an interesting exercise to pull this data together. I don't know how much I'm doing a good job of conveying it through audio. But, yeah, definitely, like, looking at this, Caesars is doing poorly and continues to decline year over year. Like, if you look at the numbers from 2021, like, none of these casinos have posted an increase from 1 year to the next, right? It's just this continuous decline under Eldorado. I know when Eldorado came in, and now it's just called Caesars, right? they were all about, like, we're not going to give away as much stuff in comps. We're not going to give away as much in rooms, and we're going to make more revenue on that stuff, which isn't shown in this data. So who knows? Maybe they're making it up somewhere else. I'm incredibly skeptical.
No, I don't think so. Like, I don't think they care. Like, they haven't put any investment into it.
It feels like it's just too big a company for them.
Yeah, I don't know.
Obviously, like, when Eldorado bought Caesars, and Caesars was the biggest gaming company, certainly in North America, it was sort of this shock of, who is Eldorado? Like, how did this happen? And managing that many properties is a lot, and it seems like the Atlantic City properties, at the very least, are not getting maybe the attention that they need. I mean, we got the hook, right? We got the hook. We got Super Frico at Caesars. We got a Starbucks at Caesars. But, like, how much is going on at Harrah's, right? How much is going on elsewhere at Caesars?
For me personally, okay, like, I have a reason to stay at Caesars because I like getting out of the casino and walking around, and like, the location's a bit better. If I was someone who went somewhere and stayed on the property, which is the majority of people who go to Atlantic City, I just would never stay at Caesars, frankly. Like, it's not a nice place to be.
I mean, you like the Asian room? You like Kwai?
I like the Asian room. I like Kwai, but even that, it's like closed half the time or whatever, and like, game selection is like getting smaller in the Asian room, I guess, as it is in a lot of places. But like, Tropicana is just a better place to be, I think, right?
You'd really rather play at Tropicana than Caesars?
No, but if you put everything together, though, last time I went to Caesars, there was basically no restaurants open.
Yeah.
And like, we've had that experience a lot at Harrah's, right? Where it's like, you cannot eat on property, basically, or you have like one or two choices. I mean, there's always one or two choices, I guess, but...
Yeah, I mean, I think we talked about that last day at Tropicana, which is basically like...
Like, at least Tropicana has like, you know, 10 restaurants all the time. Because they're not run by Tropicana, they're run by other people.
Yeah, I always leave Tropicana thinking like, I don't love playing there, but as a whole, it's like still somehow a pretty good experience. Like, if you get any like non-Chelsea, non-West room, it's usually a pretty good room.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to do there. You get out and you can quickly go to Tony's Baltimore Grill or Angeloni's Club Madrid. There's a ton of restaurants. The quarter is pretty nice, really. They do a lot of things right. It's just like the casino floor is not great. So yeah, I think as an experience, Tropicana is actually pretty good for Atlantic City.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that I don't like the casino floor that much.
Yeah, no, that's right.
But I also don't really like the casino floor at Caesars, so
right,
they're not even getting that for me. So.
We should go to Harrah's at some point. It's been a long time since I've been there.
Yeah.
But
all right. That's the data. Thanks for the question, JM. It was fun to put it all together in a spreadsheet right before the episode. I thought it was interesting.
All right. Well, I guess that is it for this episode, episode 250. If you want to reach out to us or any of our other listeners, you can visit our Facebook group, facebook.com/group/doforawin. Find all of our great content and buy a shirt, at doforawin.com. Reach out to Craig on Twitter at doforawin or me at Kyle Askin or Blue Sky. And then send Craig questions to doforwin@gmail.com, and maybe he will do some research before the episode.
Yeah, I've tried to actually answer some of the questions in the inbox, so.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. There's less in there than there was before.
How's it going for you?
It's too much work. I'll never do it again.
Yeah.
Who you got winning the tournament?
Don't know. I mean, I think Duke is the trendy pick. I think Florida's maybe a bit of a dark horse, as much of a dark horse as a one can be. Yeah, don't know, really. I mean, I'm not, like, the world's biggest expert on college basketball.
I watched almost no college basketball. I picked Alabama based on vibes.
I think Alabama and Auburn are both very good as well.
Yes, I have an Alabama-Auburn very football championship. So,
oh, there you go. All state of Alabama all the time.
Yep. Win it for Charles Barkley. Wait, that's Auburn, not Alabama.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, I'm excited to go to Atlantic City.
See you in 6 days. I'm just staring at this Priceline booking confirmation that says your trip to Atlantic City is in 6 days. The Claridge Hotel.
Love it.
It's asking me if I want to rent a car.
And you're like, absolutely not.
It is crazy, though. $69. Nice. Including all resort fees and everything. That's not that much more than staying in a comped room at Caesars.
It's really not. Yeah, it's like 42 or whatever.
Yeah. Claridge. Hopefully it doesn't suck.
Maybe it does.
Maybe. We'll see you all there in 6 days.
Yes, everyone. 100% of our listenership.
Yeah.
So all three of you.
Let me read you the hours of Jerry Longo's Meatballs and Martinis.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Yep.
Monday through Friday closed. Saturday, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Yeah, not a good place for happy hour.
That shit is open 10 hours a week.